Father, we bow our heads again to the ground where you took our bodies from. Lord, if the time you allotted for us to represent you here on earth expires, this same body will return back to the dust. Thank you for walking upon our souls, for your prophet told us, thus thou art, thus thou shalt return, was not spoken of the soul. We are very grateful for the great and mighty things that you have been doing in our lives and in our midst since we came together. Lord Jesus, we have come again this morning looking unto you, that you meet with each and every one of us again. Amen. At the very point of our needs. Like your servant said in the morning, the body that we brought here, we are going back with them. We pray, oh God, that you go from chair to chair, yeah, person to person, yeah, and minister to us, oh God, that when we shall be going back home, every one of us will be testifying of the great and mighty things that you have done. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen. So, thank you. Thank you.
I see you.
This morning, without taking our time, we have our precious brother Dele Adelodun ministry to us.
Arakunrin wa Dele Adelodun awon ni o wa sikun wa.
God bless you, saints.
Olorun ko bukun yin.
Please, let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, our Lord and our God, we want to return thanksgiving unto you this morning for the privilege that we have, first to be called your sons and your daughters. Thank you for your grace that has been with us since the beginning of these meetings, the blessings that we have received, the things that you have taught us. We say, be thou exalted. Father, may you receive our thanksgiving.
Amen.
May you receive our worship.
Amen.
We are grateful unto you for journey mercies. We thank you also for staying mercies thus
thank
far.
You, Lord.
You have kept us from all harm. You have met our needs. You fought our battles. You set the captives free.
Thank you, Lord.
You've given baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Oh, through the preaching of your word, you've impacted your grace upon thy people. And we're grateful for these blessings.
Amen.
Father, once again, may you accept our thanksgiving.
Amen.
May you accept our worship.
Amen.
The Bible said you inhabit the praises of your people.
Yeah.
And by this we know you are here this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, saints have brought, rendered worship out of a thankful heart. Father, may you accept the worship.
Amen.
May you also accept our person.
Amen.
May you accept our offerings.
Amen.
Let nothing, O God, stand between our soul
Amen.
And the Savior.
Amen.
May we enjoy access again this morning
Amen.
Into the holiest of the holies
Amen.
That has been made open for us
Amen.
By the finished work of Calvary.
Amen.
Pass through the audience this morning, O God,
Amen.
But don't pass no one by.
Amen.
May you stop at the post of each person.
Amen,
may you discern their needs.
Amen.
And may you grant to them
Amen.
The substance of their request
Amen.
And their desire.
Amen.
Settle thy people.
Amen.
Make them happy.
Amen.
Fulfill their joy.
Amen.
Let them go home triumphant.
Amen.
To your glory and to your honor.
Amen.
Let great things take place among
Amen.
Us. And Lord, as we shall start going back today, tomorrow, may your angels go with us
Amen.
To attend upon our confessions,
Amen.
Come into our neighborhoods
Amen.
To give us after meeting blessings.
Amen.
That when we shall be back, if you have not come again, Lord, we will testify.
Amen.
To your wondrous works.
Amen.
And to your saving grace.
Amen.
Grant it to us is our prayer.
Amen.
Bless the efforts that the believers put in.
Amen.
All of them in their little corner, that they have made this meeting a success. Father, may they never lose their reward.
Amen.
Bless the host pastor.
Amen.
The associate pastor.
Amen.
The ministers.
Amen.
And the officers.
Amen.
And the entire congregation.
Amen.
Your daughters who are charged with the cooking and so forth.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, everyone who has done one thing or the other, may they never lose their reward.
Amen.
May you take us higher and higher.
Amen.
In the realm of your love.
Amen.
In the depth of your grace.
Amen.
And in the height of your joy.
Amen.
Bless this audience, oh God.
Amen, Lord.
Bless my interpreter.
Amen.
Bless my humble self.
Amen.
At the end, may we have cause to give you praise.
Amen.
May we give you glory.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all.
So
that I don't keep you sitting and standing,
I will
suggest we read our Bibles. So you can take your seat once and for all. And we trust to God how we help us. If you have your Bibles with you, please stand with me to the book of Acts. The Acts of the Apostles. Or the Acts of the Holy Ghost in the Apostles. Amen. Chapter 20. I would like to take 26, 27, and 28. And we shall take another verse from Proverbs 19. 26, 27, 28. If you are there, say amen. This is Apostle Paul speaking.
Apostle Paul lo nsoro yi
to the ministers
si awon ranse Olorun
who were in the message of that hour.
Awon tu wa nu se ranse wakati yen.
Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men.
Nitori na mo pe yin se leri loni yi pe orun mi mo kuro ninu eje eniyan gbogbo.
For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take it therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood.
Ati si gbogbo agbo ti emi mo fi se alabojuto re lati ma toju ijo Olorun ti o ti fi eje ara re ra.
Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 19:21.
Iwe iwe ori kokandilogun ese kokandilogun.
Proverbs 19:21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand.
Ete pupo li o wa li aya eniyan, sugbon igbimo Oluwa eyi ni ni yo duro.
Amen. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. God bless you. You may be seated. This morning, I would like to thank the Lord for making it possible for us to be in his house in this part of our country at this time. Indeed, the situation in the land, if it is by man, it couldn't have been made possible because of the high cost of things. But as we were shown yesterday, we live by another economy. And I believe if it's a worthy thing, no matter how tough the time is, the Lord will make a way for his children. So we want to thank the Lord for making a way for the saints to be at this meeting. We want to thank the Lord for making a way for our host church to be able to one more time put this together. It's all God's divine providence. And we appreciate the Lord for that. I also thank our dear pastor and his associate for the privilege they have given unto
me
to come and be of service
lati wa le se ise isin
to the people of God.
Fun awon eniyan Olorun,
believing God that somewhere along the line,
agba Olorun wo pe lona ka bi omiran,
God helping us will be a blessing.
Pelu ran lowo Olorun a le je bukun fun yin.
God bless you, sirs.
Olorun ko bukun yin o.
I thank all the servants of the Lord,
mo dupe lowo gbo awon ranse Olorun,
who are on my side at my back,
awon to wa legbe mi ati leyin mi,
and those even in the congregation. I pray that the Lord bless you. I know with you there, you will help put in the hair so that we can bring something worthwhile to the people of God. I certainly know that you will do a better job than mine. But it fell my Lord. And I'm relying on your cooperation. May the Lord bless you, sirs. I thank every one of you. Because as I've always said, you're coming to church and sitting to hear is an encouragement for any preacher. I am not one of those who say whether you come or you don't come, we will preach. I'm not saying those who are saying it are wrong. Maybe they have their convictions. But I want you to come. And I appreciate your coming. Amen. It's an encouragement. The gospel is not meant for cheers. It's meant for human beings. So if God fill up the cheers, it's an encouragement. So I want you to know that you are encouraging us. So may the Lord bless your sacrifice. And we thank all the servants of God who have gone before me. And the man that will come after me. We appreciate the gifting grace of God in their lives. And for me, and I believe I'm speaking for many, by your ministries, we are not going back the same like we came. And I mean that from the depth of my heart. We are going back a better people. At least you can see the response of the congregation. Meaning they agree with my testimony. Because it is also their testimony. Amen.
Amen.
So we want you to be encouraged that your labor has not been in vain. It has worked upon the atoms of our body. And we are not going back home washed. We are going back better than we came in. So the Lord bless you, sirs, and raise the horns of your ministry. God bless you. This morning, by the grace of God, for the time we have before us, and if it will be our help, which he has always been, I want to speak on the counsel of the Lord. The counsel of the Lord. You can also keep it in mind like this. Lean not on your own understanding. Amen.
Amen.
For a background, I want us to look at the scripture where we read here. In the book of Acts chapter 20. Apostle
Paul
was the person talking here, and he called what looked like a minister's meeting. Ministers of like precious faith. The fivefold ministries that we are operating under the message of that hour. And he, in the capacity of a prophet messenger, he invited a section of them, knowing that his departure was close. And he told them this: I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all relative to that age, there wasn't any truth that the believers then should know that they have not been told. That was why he said, I have not shunned to declare unto you all. All means all. Every truth that they needed to prepare them to be the harvest of God for that age, to get them into adoption, to get them into rapture. Please keep that scripture there. Everything has been given. And what was given does not need any addition, any subtraction. Paul gave everything. Please underline these things in your mind. That they needed at that time. And this was his authority and boldness to tell his congregation, I have not shunned to declare unto you all. Whether it is for your marriage,
boya fun igbeyawo re ni o.
Whether it is for your family,
tabi fun ebi re.
How to live with your wives,
bi o se ba yawo re
gbe. How to live with your husbands,
bi o se ba oko re gbe.
How to conduct ourselves,
ba se le huwa.
Even in the house of the Lord,
ninu ile Oluwa.
The conduct, the order, the doctrine,
iwa ilana ati eko.
The mystery of the kingdom.
Awon ijile ijoba na.
The mystery of translation.
Ijile igbasoke.
Everything the believers of that age.
Gbogbo to ye ki onigbagbo iran yen.
Had need of.
Ti won ni lo.
He said, I have not shown.
O ni mi o fa seyin.
To declare it.
Lati so di mimo.
This was the boldness of Apostle Paul.
Eyi ni igboya ti Apostle Paul ni.
To speak to another sect.
Lati so fun awon egbe miran.
Of the believers of that age. When he said, even if it is we, or an angel,
tabi angeli kan,
let it not be an earthly minister. Let him flew down from heaven with all his abracadabra, with all his signs and wonders, and speak contrary to what we have said. He said, let him be accursed. Paul was so convinced. Paul had so much confidence in his declaration until he put himself under oath and he put any minister under oath, any angel under oath, meaning that there will be no revelation, there will be no understanding of the words relative to that age than what Paul has given. Paul was conscious of the fact that the people in his time
will
be judged by his gospel. He was conscious of it. And this is what I have not shown to declare. So the totality of the message of that hour represents the counsel of God. So it behooves any brother, any sister, any pastor, any minister, in whatever they want to do, it behooves them to check with the message of that hour. Whatever the message of that hour says about it,
is
the will of God. Let me say this if you can take it. If anything is already declared in the world on a matter, there is no need going to pray and say, Lord, show me your will on this matter. His will on that matter has already been declared. If you are praying at all, your prayer should be, Lord, help me to accept your will. Because God is not going to say contrary to what he has already said. Prophet Moses, he said, the secret things belong unto God, but the ones that are revealed belong to us and our children, that we may live back. The ones that are revealed, they belong to us. Even not only us, our children. So our children must not see us as just being tight on them. This message is not only for us, it's also for our children. Children, are you hearing? It is also for you. This is why when Paul made all these declarations, he
said
further, if any man thinks himself to be spiritual,
I want you all to relax.
Mo fẹ́ kẹ́ fara balẹ̀.
I have no new thing to present.
Mi ò ní nǹkan tuntun láti fi hàn
fún yín. So don't work a calculation is building ground for something.
Ẹ má wàá máa ṣe ìṣirò wípé ó fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ ó fẹ́ ṣe kankan ẹ ṣáà fara balẹ̀.
I want to strengthen the things that you already know.
Àwọn tẹ́ ti gbọ́ mo kàn fẹ́ fún wọn lágbára sí ni.
I want to raise your confidence.
Mo fẹ́ jẹ́ kí
ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé yín
ó wà nínú iṣẹ́ ìrìnàṣẹ́
àkókò yìí. Because we are living at a time.
Nítorí pé à ń gbé àkókò kan.
That people are falling away.
Tí àwọn èèyàn ń ṣubú kúrò.
And that's not just for church members alone.
Kì í ṣe ọmọ ìjọ nìkan ni ẹ̀ ń ṣẹlẹ̀ sí
o. Even pastors are falling away.
Àwọn èèyàn náà ń ṣubú.
Those who have preached for 40 years are preaching it now.
Àwọn tó ti wàásù fógójì ọdún tí wọ́n tún wàásù wọn wàásù ẹ̀ mọ́
báyìí. So we have a charge.
A ní àṣẹ kan.
To strengthen that which remains.
Láti fi okun kún ohun tó ṣẹ́kù fún wa.
Apostle Paul said,
Apostle Paul
if any man thinks himself to be a spiritual man, he said, let him acknowledge that the things that I write, they are the commandments. He doesn't get better than that. That they are the commandments of God. So like for instance the word we say let your women keep silence and somebody will come and say a sister will come and say let me go and ask the Lord if it is his will for me to preach or not. His will is already declared. That is what I'm saying. You don't need to go ask anything. It is dangerous. Underline it. To go and be asking what has already been declared. Do you know why it is dangerous? Brother Abraham said, if you go to ask, you will actually receive a message. And the message could be, you go and preach. Because all men have failed. It is women that God now wants to use. And he said, look at it again. But Abraham said, I do not even doubt that it will be God telling you. It's a quotation. He said, but it is just the same as when Balaam, having known the will of God, went back into prayer again. When the will of God is already declared, you don't need any prayer. If you want to pray, pray that God will help you to accept God's will. Because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The prophet taking side with Paul,
he said, God
cannot give a truth and withdraw it. He said, it can add to your understanding of the same truth. But he cannot change it. Are you catching it? That is why some prayers can become dangerous for your life. You have to be careful. I'm still studying Acts chapter 20, 26, 27, 28.
If
you can, bring it back for me, brother. Alright, give me 27. Okay, that's 28 now. Yeah, thank you. 28. Therefore, take it, therefore. This is a warning now. Take it, therefore, unto yourselves. And to all the flock. Over the which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers. To feed the church of God. What are we going to feed them with? What are we going to feed them with? Do you see why he was laying in the background? In 26-27,
as
servants of the Lord, we don't have a right to feed the church with our ideas. We don't have a right to feed the church with our inventions. You don't have that right. You know why you don't? You were not the one who purchased them. It wasn't your blood that saved them. It wasn't your blood that redeemed them. It was the blood of Christ. Oh man. And Christ, whose blood purchased them, was the one that revealed himself in
Paul.
You want the scripture for that? It's in the book of Galatians. Paul said, when it pleased the Lord to reveal his son in
me.
Paul was the revelation of the Son of Man. That was why his teaching was pure.
It
was perfect.
He
brought the Alpha Foundation upon which the Omega capstone will be put. This is why Brother Abraham said, God said, I am the
Alpha
and the Omega. He said, but watch. He never said he was everything in between. Because the purest form of the word came in the Alpha age and in the Omega age.
Omega.
They say I should say it
when
again.
To so.
The purest form of the word came in the Alpha age
Alpha.
And in the Omega age.
Omega.
And that is why Brother Abraham said, every messenger and by extension in quality and in living standard, all servants of God must seek to approximate
Paul.
It was the revelation of the Son of Man in his day.
Paul, this
man wouldn't be bold for nothing to charge ministers like this if he doesn't know what he is saying. He was the man who said, that which I received from the Lord, the same I delivered. The same way he received it. The same way he brought it. Paul became an eunuch to the word of God. He never mingled. He never mixed the word with his thoughts, with his ideas. He gave it pure. Because as we heard last night, only the pure word that can release the vitamins that will grow the sons of God. Nothing short of the pure word. Take it. Bring it back to the scripture. You love him. Take it, therefore, unto yourselves, and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God. So what shall we feed the church of God with? The old counsel. This old counsel does not need a recooking.
Atunse.
Amen.
Amen.
So the ministers of this hour, they will not be cooks.
Thank you.
They are waiters. Waiters don't cook. They only serve what has been cooked. To cook is to reconstruct the meal. Add this, add that.
Paul
said everything that is necessary has been put in that meal. The prophet said, the garment for the bride is already in the wardrobe. So the ministers will not be tailors. There is nothing to sew.
Kò sí kankan tí wọn lè jẹ́ tẹ́lọ̀ tó máa rán aṣọ fún ìyàwó.
There is nothing to sew.
Kò sáṣọ tán fẹ́ rán.
They are bride dressers.
Wọ́n kàn jẹ́ ẹni tó ń wọ aṣọ fún ìyàwó ni.
When the bride is preparing for her wedding.
Nígbà tí ìyàwó bá múra fún ìgbéyàwó rẹ̀.
They bring the garment.
Wọ́n kó aṣọ rẹ̀ wá.
And they invite dressers.
Wọ́n wá pe àwọn tó máa
rán aṣọ. To come and dress the bride. That is who we are.
Ohun tí àwọn ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run jẹ́ nìyẹn.
We are not cooks.
Àwa ò kìí ṣe aláṣẹ.
We are not tailors.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni a kìí ṣe aránṣọ.
Because there is nothing to cook. What should be cooked has been cooked. I'm saying this for the first age.
For
have in mind this age. Because before the seals were opened, there were some seven dreams. In the message, says, is this the time? Which different brothers and sisters saw? And Brother Bram interpreted all the dreams. And they became a prophecy that will be fulfilled. In one of the dreams, Sister Willard
Collins,
he said they all sat down. And they saw Brother
Abraham
serving the food, giving, you know, releasing some food. And when each person picked their own, and they were eating that food, it was the sweetest thing that they have ever had. And the prophet said, it is this spiritual food. So if something is the sweetest, it does not need a reconstruction. It does not need a recooking. Just warm it on your knees in prayer and serve it to the bride. The Lord will take care of the rest. You love him. So the message of that hour became the counsel of God.
For
anything and everything in that hour. Do we agree with that? Then when we come to this hour, there was a messenger. And there is a messenger who beyond the curtain of time was thrown a challenge that we also face Paul. After he had a nice time with the saints who were there, you know the story, that's why I'm cutting it. Then he said, I want to see Jesus. And they said, it's a bit high up. He said, you know you were born a leader. And we are waiting here for you to come and present us to that Jesus.
Go fi wale Jesus lowo.
And he asked a question.
O wa bere bere kan.
Will the people of the days of Peter have to go through this? They said, yes, Peter will present his own people. Will the people of Paul have to do the same?
They
said, Paul will present his own people. Then Brother Abraham, I mention his name now. Brother Abraham says, if the people of Peter ever makes it, then mine has made it. If the people of
Paul
ever make it, then mine has made it. He said, because I preach what Paul preached. I preach what Peter preached. And all those saints who are in the body, what body? In a body that nobody can deceive them. They knowing what he said was the truth. They all rest in one voice and say, on this, we are resting. There are not many people who can make such a claim. Because it is not many people that are preaching what Paul preached or what Peter has preached. But he made the claim. And heaven accepted his claim. That what he said was the truth. Then if that be the case, just as God sent Paul with a message, he sent this man also with a message. If you were here today, he will gather us all again. He will gather us again and said, I have not shown. What am I even saying? He actually said it. He said, I am free from the blood of all men. He said, all that you need and all that you will ever need for your translation is already in the message. How many ever read that before? And he said, if you stay by these things, I will meet you in the morning. So somebody in these last days has also declared the whole counsel of God. And whatever he says on any subject becomes our final. If we are praying, we are praying for the spirit of understanding and obedience to what the word has said. He has not shown to declare the whole counsel of God. With others our background, let me read one or two codes. And we are going to take some few examples. And then we shall call it a day. Trying to do God a service without being his will, the will of God. 65-0718M. 65-0718M. Paragraph 54.
Esther Ekeni Lila Adota.
Paragraph 54.
Esther Ekeni Lila Adota.
No matter how sincere,
Kosibo Shejolo Toto,
and what good motives,
Sabiero Barede Todara,
and what good objectives,
Atia Fujusun Todara.
And how people want those things and see the need for a thing. There is a will of God to be carried out. In every age, there is a will of God and there is the word of God. In the message, does God ever change his mind concerning his word? The prophet says, you and I must submit ourselves to the word of God and to the will of God. He used the word and. It looks like two things, but one came out of the other. This is the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
But there are times when things that are written here, if you take it literally and do it, like some people did, you will be out of the will of God. God told Noah to build an ark, physical, and enter the ark. The ark was the will of God. Word of God. Entering it was the will of God. It worked for that age. But in this day, that remains the word of God. Because the ark is a symbol of something. But for a man to build a physical ark today and ask us to enter in it is no longer the will of God. Are you catching something? This is why God must send a messenger in every age to declare his will out of his word. And that is why you must be careful how you personally draw shadows and draw interpretations from the scripture. Whatever you are drawing must be by the inspiration of the message of the hour. Otherwise, it may look very fantastic, but you will be out of the will of God. And that was why the people in Paul's day kept purity by total loyalty to the message of that hour. No matter how great any man preached, no matter how fantastic he wrote, no matter the types he drew, they are watching for only one thing: to guard the throne of their heart. They must watch for only one thing. If those things do not line up with the counsel of God for that hour, they will never take it. Until today, the true believers must never take it. It doesn't matter the stature and the height of the man who had spoken. The Bible says, if they do not speak according to the law and the prophets, it's because they have no life in them. There are a lot of lifeless preachers behind the pulpit. They have physical energy, but they are bereft of spiritual life. Guard the throne of your heart by bringing back your actions, your conduct, your orders, your doctrine, your inventions. Bring it back to the word. If it's contrary to the word, take it. You love him. So no matter, let's come back to, he said, no matter, start it all over again, sorry. He said, no matter how sincere, these words are not simple words. For a man to be very sincere, yet with the tendencies to still be wrong. No matter what good motives, amen. Your motives could be right, and yet you could still be wrong. David's motive was correct. Brother Brian said what he wanted to do was to bring back revival to Israel. And there can never be the revival without the ark of revival. So the ark of the covenant must be back in its place. But in bringing the ark, he went about it wrong. He never followed the counsel of God. He followed Pentecostal revival. A lot of you are trying to bring message revival by Pentecostal revival. That is why it is all mouth and no results. Let me tell the church, we live under different covenants. The covenant of those who are before Jordan and those who have crossed Jordan to the other side, they are different. The Philistines.
Àwọn Philistines.
They put the ark.
Wọ́n gbé àkótí ẹ̀rí.
On a new cart.
Wọ́n gbé sórí kẹ̀kẹ́ titun.
No danger, no destruction.
Pé kó wà bá sí ewu kankan.
Nígbà tó ń gbé àkótí ẹ̀rí sórí ọkọ̀ tuntun.
When they carry the.
Kò mú ikú àbí ìjàmbá wá.
Okay.
There was no destruction. There was no problem.
Kò sí ìjàmbá, kò sí wàhálà kankan.
They lived under that covenant.
Wọ́n gbé lábẹ́ májẹ̀mú yẹn.
They did it.
Wọ́n ṣe.
By the prophecy.
Nípa àsọtẹ́lẹ̀.
Of their prophets.
Ti wòlíì wọn.
Who told them?
Ẹni tó sọ fún wọn.
Get 7 golden mice.
Wípé ẹ wá àwọn eku méje tuntun.
And put the ark on the cart.
Kẹ̀gbẹ́ àkótí ẹ̀rí yìí sórí kẹ̀kẹ́.
And if the ark go this way.
Ẹ̀tí kẹ̀kẹ́ yẹn bá
lọ báyìí. By itself.
Fúnra rẹ̀.
Is your problem.
Àjẹpé wàhálà òun ló dá wàhálà fún yín.
Tó bá bá mí lọ. Is not your problem.
Ìṣòro ló dá wàhálà sílẹ̀
fún yín. And he actually went the way.
Ó sì lọ sí ọ̀nà.
To show them.
Láti fi hàn wípé.
It was the problem.
Òun ló dá wàhálà lẹ́sí fún wọn.
God backed it up.
Ọlọ́run tí lẹ́yìn.
And the ark went through to Israel.
Ọkọ̀ náà lọ sílẹ̀ Israẹli.
Without causing any death.
Láì fa ikú kankan.
This was what David saw.
Òun ti Dávid rí nìyẹn.
And he thought.
Ó wá ròyìn pé.
The message of that hour.
Iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ wákàtí yẹn.
The counsel of that hour.
Ìmọ̀ràn wákàtí yẹn.
Had become stale.
Ó ti wá dúró pa.
The message is not stale.
Iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ kò dúró pa sójú kan.
The message is forever new.
Ó wà láyé.
The message is forever pure.
Iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ ó mọ títí.
100 years from today.
Ọgọ́rùn-ún ọdún sọ́jọ́
òní. It will still be the message.
Yóò sì jẹ́ iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́.
100 years backward. It was the message.
Yóò jẹ́ iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́.
Today it is the message. 100 years from today, it will be the message. Don't be tired of the message. Don't be bored of this message. It is God's heavenly manner. It will take us through.
Amen.
They are trying to spice it up for you.
Wọ́n ń gbìyànjú láti bá yín fi iyọ̀ àti
magi sí. In order to sustain your interest.
Kí o jẹ́ pé kó lè mú inú yín dùn.
It's not going to work.
Kò lè ṣiṣẹ́.
If it is spiced up.
Tẹ́ ẹ bá ti fi
nǹkan èròjà sí. It has become contaminated.
Ó ti bàjẹ́ nìyẹn.
Keep it pure.
Ẹ jẹ́ kó mọ́ síbẹ̀.
As it were.
Bó ṣe wà.
Those for whom it is meant.
Àwọn tó wà fún.
We always embrace it.
Wọ́n máa gbà á ní gbogbo ìgbà.
You love him.
Ṣé ẹ fẹ́ràn Olúwa?
So the Philistines put it there.
Àwọn Philistines
gbé síbẹ̀. Nothing happened.
Nǹkan ò ṣẹlẹ̀.
But David.
Ṣùgbọ́n Dávidì.
Who wasn't conscious.
Tó jẹ́ pé kò mọ̀.
That his covenant was different.
Wípé májẹ̀mú tòun yàtọ̀.
To Israel.
Sí Israeli.
The ark must always be on the shoulder.
Amen. Àkótí ẹni yẹn gbọ́dọ̀ wà ní èjìká.
Of the Levites.
Àwọn ọmọ Lévi.
No matter how sophisticated you become.
Bó ti kò tiẹ̀ jẹ́ èèyàn ńlá tó.
No matter how technology you advance.
Bó ti kò ní ìmọ̀ ẹ̀rọ tó.
The ark.
Àpótí ẹ̀rí yẹn.
Shoulder.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ wà ní èjìká. Thank you, Lord.
When the Pentecostal did it, Pentecostal Philistine.
Ìgbà tí àwọn ọmọ
Philistine jọ lágbèrè pọ̀. When they did it and succeeded.
Tí wọ́n ṣe tí wọ́n
ṣàṣeyọrí. He thought he will do the same.
Ó wá rò pé òun náà lè ṣe.
And succeed.
Ó ṣàṣeyọrí.
And you see, when you begin to go that way, you will be ignoring the main thing. The prophet of the land was there, of the Lord was there. He never consulted. He never checked it with the message. What he wanted to do, he knew what the message says. Will not favor his intentions. Some of you are ignoring the counsel of the Lord.
Kò wá tẹ̀lé
ìmọ̀ràn Ọlọ́run. Doing your own thing.
Wá ṣe ohun ti
ẹ. You are just forcing revival.
Okay.
That will never happen.
Ìsọjí tí ò lè ṣẹlẹ̀ ló ń ṣe.
Oh yes.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Since you've been forcing it.
Láti gbàdá tí fipá ṣe.
What tell us what you achieve.
Kí wá ni àgbéyọ̀
náà. I challenge you.
Kí là ṣe yọrí dáa ṣe.
And we will tell you.
A ó sì sọ fún
ọ. What the message is achieving.
Ohun tíṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ tó ti ń ṣe.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
When they put it on the new car, it got to the threshing floor. And there was problem. Uzzah died.
Uzzah ku.
And for another 18 to 20 years, the revival stopped. Because he ignored the counsel of God. Yet with a good motive. Bring me back the coach.
Ẹ jẹ́ padà fún mi ní àyọkà yẹn.
And what good objectives.
Ati afojusun rere to ni.
And how people want those things.
Ati bawon e se fe nkan yen to.
I'm going to show you an example shortly of what people wanted, yet it brought a snare. But no matter what, there is the will of God to be carried out in these things. And the will of God is declared in His Word. That is what I want to drive down tight. Are you here? For I want to make this so that you have to see it. If the Spirit of God dwells in you, it comes back to conversion. When you struggle with the will of God, with the counsel of God, with the instruction of this message, it goes back to conversion. He said, and that's the reason I'm lingering. I'm standing on this spot so long, so that you can check whether you have the Spirit. Do you know the prophet said, until we are redeemed, we will struggle with the will of God. And it could come so simple. If you have aught against this papa here, what the counsel of God says, go meet him. But until you are redeemed, you will not be able to do it. They will beg you. They have to show you superior arguments for you to come down from your lofty height. Just as one of the preachers said, you need to prick your conscience. If you hear anything about another brother, the Bible said, prove all things. Do you do it? That is the counsel of God. You stayed in your corner. And you are living on, somebody said. You build castles on it. You are not converted. It's not me, don't fight me, fight it here. It looks so simple, but it is the truth. Look, let me tell you, deliverance comes by following what the word says. If all of us take the simple instruction of the word and we live by it, we won't have contamination. We won't have evil spirits in our churches. And I'm saying it for here and for here and for me.
That's true. Amen. Amen.
Brother Bram said, if you hear anything about your brother, don't believe it. It's a quotation. It's not because you are doubting bro Elisha. But bro Sam is also a son of God. If it was for brother Sam you had, say bro Elisha is doing this. He said, don't believe it. Not because you doubted brother Sam. Amen. Brother Sam is a son of God. But bro Elisha, he talked about, is also a son of God. He said, go check with him. Take bro Elijah and brother Sam. Say, sit down, brothers. We've got to sort out this thing. If somebody is telling you, I'm just telling you because you are my man. You are a man unto sin. He said, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. And it's beginning to develop complex in your mind against the other fellow. Brother Bram said, these are the spirits that contaminate you. To the pure, all things are pure. Before you can have a pure conscience, you must do what the word says. We are not playing games in the kingdom. When I shake you, it must be with my whole heart. It must be a shaking with the feeling. If you have issues with me, come meet me. If you have issues with that fellow, go meet him. Don't go meet another person. Stop building sulfuric acid. Ministers are guilty as well as the laity. And if you talk about God not doing things, how will God do things when the hands of the ministers are chief in evil? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm sorry, am I getting too old? Lord bless you. Lord bless you.
Amen.
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 I'm just trying to bring it home. Amen.
Amen.
Because before Nathan could be an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. Look at a man who lived under the law and yet without any guile. How much more those of us who are living in the dispensation of the fullness of blessings, we should be the purest, we should be the cleanest inside out.
Amen.
You love him?
Yeah, Oluwa.
We should really love him.
Oh, yeah, Kaferan re.
All right, bring back my quotation.
Eba mu ayoka mi pada wa.
God bless you. How many appreciate our technology people?
Eni le mele lo
ma le doing a very great job for us.
Amen.
God bless them. God bless the musicians. God bless the logistics. God bless everybody. The kitchen people, all of you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
And that's the reason I'm lingering so long.
Not
taking you people's time on the telephone.
And
the hook up. But I want you to see it. If you run out of time, then get the tape. This meant so much to Brother Branham. He wants people to see it. He wants people to hear it. No matter how much it is needed. How much everybody agrees that it is needed. How much that is the truth. There is yet one thing to find out. Is that the will of God? That is why Brother Bram in another quotation. He said, we don't go in the power of money. How many ever read that quote before? He said, we don't go in the power of our resources. We go in the name of the Lord by the will of God. Meaning that even if you have money to do certain things, you still want to be sure that this is what God wants at this time.
Amen.
You love him. May God help us. May God bless us. I'm going to, because of time, I'm keeping my hand on the time, and I want to strike some good examples for us to buttress our understanding of these things.
So,
I'm going to give us some quotations, but I must read this one.
Revelation chapter 4,
61-0108, paragraph 9.
It's a question.
61-0108, paragraph 9. If you can get it for us. And the little church, I admonish you in the name of the Lord Jesus to grow in the grace of God. Hold yourself steady and look towards Calvary all the time. Taking all the roots of bitterness out of your heart and soul. When you do the right thing by the word, bitterness will be far away from your heart. It is the word that heals. It is the word that delivers. It is the word that sets free. Let's come under the counsel of the word. Nobody will be older or greater than the instruction of this word. That God might use you at any time. God wants clean vessels.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ àwọn ohun èlò tó
mọ́. Pure vessels.
Ohun èlò tó mọ́.
If you ever feel to do something,
to baro wi pe o fe se nkan kan,
or a revelation,
tabi fi han kan,
or something,
tabi nkan kan,
please lift it up. Comes to you strangely.
To wa lodo sodo e lona ajeji.
Something warningly.
Nkan kan bi kilo.
Or something.
Tabi nkan kan.
Whatever it is.
O yo wo to je.
Be careful.
Ki esara.
Satan is as sly.
Ologbe ewe ni satani.
As sleek as he can be.
Oni jibiti ni.
Put it with the word of God.
Fi nkan yen sinu oro Olorun.
Do you see where it's coming back to again? Do you see where it's coming back to again? So this word has got to be adequate to meet our needs. Put it with the word of God and do what? Consult your
Lord.
What your pastor is going to do for you. He's going to listen to you. Are you following me? He's going to trust God under the unction of His grace. To faithfully and prayerfully consider your utterances and show you the words. True pastors don't lead by prejudice. They don't guide you by what they like and what they don't like. Those things could be personal. But true pastors will guide you by the chief shepherd. Any pastor here is a laborer in God's vineyard. A laborer is not the one who provides the food for the sheep, but is the one that feeds the sheep with the food. It is the shepherd, the owner of the sheep, that provides the food. Did you catch that? And this food has been provided by the chief shepherd. 1,200 and something. That has all the contents of what we need. But what the pastor does is to look at this word to see where scripture meets scripture in order to give you awesome peace. Of the mind of God concerning a matter from 1946 to 65. Sometimes, no matter how spiritual you are, listen to me, you can't undo those things by yourself. Did you hear me? It is not a slip of tongue. I mean the statement. I said sometimes you can't undo those things by yourself. That is why God placed you under a headship. You see, for these servants of the Lord, God has put in them the grace and the ability to look at a thought and run it through the entire world to give you the perfect picture. That is why their ministry is so powerful. In Ephesians chapter 4, he said their ministry is for the work of the ministry. Is that right? For the perfecting. They hold your perfection. Are you listening to me? They have your perfection by the scripture, and the way they bring you perfection is by looking at the word in its entirety to present a perfect picture that will edify you. So if you are a runabout, you are not comfortable to be under a ministry, take it. And for those who have been taught, abandon fivefold. Me, I don't have any boundary. I speak. For those who have been taught to abandon fivefold and stay home and listen to the tape, let me tell you, you can, the tape said, you cannot be as good as a Christian ought to be when you stay at home. The tape said, come to church. The tape said, come hear the anointed preach. The tape says you need them to put the watch together. What I'm saying is in the message, taking side with Jesus. He said they have the capacity to put the watch together and present the perfect picture. Don't deprive yourself. Don't stay at home. Regardless of who is conversing it is not in line with the counsel of God. But you have a responsibility to get the right one that will feed your soul. That's your responsibility. You love him.
All
right. With all this as our background, time is failing me. And
it's
looking at me all the time. I must obey church order too. I appreciate you appreciating me. This is the only man that can tell me to preach on very well. If he says it, then I'm not breaking order.
All
right, let's see how far we can go. The Lord bless you, saints.
Right,
I want to show you some characters in the world to enhance your understanding. We all know King Saul in the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this character, it's a beautiful character because of the dimension
he
showed to us how we can unconsciously or even consciously ignore God's counsel. And yet we shall feel a sense of justification. Because for everything we do, there will always be a reason. If a man does not want to repent, he will give you reason. For everything we do, we will always have a reason. But see, if a reason is not in line with the word, the prophet called it excuse that is not tenable. And he said, a life that is filled with excuses is not worthy of the gospel. I want to show you in Saul, because we must relate it to life, how some excuses can look so great, and yet it is the devil putting snare on you. And yet, it will come very costly. Some things will not affect your eternity. But they will shortchange you in this life. Are you listening to me? You will never be able to enjoy the full benefit of your sonship in this life. Give me 1 Samuel chapter 13.
Samuel ikini ori ketala.
Saul reigned 1 year. And when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Saul chose him 3,000 men of
Israel,
whereof 2,000 were with Saul in Michmash and in Betel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of
Benjamin,
and the rest of the people he sent every man to his tent. And Jonathan
Jonathan
smote the garrison of the Philistines.
O kolu ogun awon Philistine.
That was in Geba.
To wa ni Geba.
And the Philistines heard of it.
Awon Philistine gbon pare.
And Saul blew the trumpet.
Saul ba pon ipe.
Throughout all the land.
Ni gbogbo ile na.
Saying let the Hebrews hear.
O ni gbogbo awon Hebrew o gbo.
And all Israel had said that Saul had smitten a garrison of
Philistines.
And that Israel also was adding abomination with Philistines. But we shall expose him. We are saying time is not enough. He still wants to take the time. He's wasting his own time. Amen.
Amen.
And the people were called together after Saul to Gilgal. Now watch, and the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel. 30,000 chariots, 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sands, which is on the seashore in multitudes. And they came up and pitched the Mikmash eastward from Beth Aven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, in other words, they saw something that they could not match. For the people were distressed. Israel was distressed. Family is distressed. The church is distressed. Then the people did hide themselves in caves, in thickets, and in rocks, and in high places, and in pits. And some of the Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of Gad and
Gilead.
They were traveling out. You know what you call that today? There's nothing new under the sun. Our nation is in distress. And our young people are living. Amen. And he was yet in
Gilgal.
And all the people followed him trembling. The ones that did not run away. They were afraid. Trembling. Becoming voluntarily humble. What a condition for the church to be in. What a condition for a family to be in. Now watch. And he tarried 7 days. According to the set time that Samuel had appointed. When this distress was going on. And people were scattering away. Saul. As a responsible leader. Knew that. In order. To help the church. He must facilitate a revival. So he called for the prophet of God. Prophet
Samuel.
Don't look at the church. Going down like this. Do something. And Samuel told him.
Samuel is offering.
Arrange for the altars to be set. I'm coming to offer sacrifice. He was coming to place the church under the blood.
Amen.
In order to raise their confidence in the face of impending battle. Didn't Saul try? Okay, let's follow. And it tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to
Gilgal.
Samuel told him, in 7 days I'll be there. 1, 2, 3, 7 days complete. Samuel didn't come. Reason one. And the people we are scattered from him. Reason two. No pastor will be watching. His congregation in distress. Running away from service. Going to hide under rocks. Dusting their traveling passport. And running away. Because of the danger the church is facing. You will do something, sir. You will do something, sir. You will be concerned. You will be pushed. You will make a move. You can't stand the groaning. The distress cry of congregation members. If you are indifferent to those things, you are probably an hireling. Saul was better than you.
Saul, you
are the one who will wake up at night and be interceding for them so they could sleep soundly. You are the one that will deprive yourself so they could live well. It's just like a shepherd to do that. Except it's a hireling. Am I communicating? So when Saul saw these things, and the man who should bring revival, who promised them 7 days, 7 days passed, he wasn't there. Don't you expect him to do something? Because look, I'm bringing these things for you to realize that it is not as easy as you think to blame Saul. He was a martyr just like you and I. And Saul didn't just wake up to go and disobey God. He got under pressure. And this is what I'm trying to drive tight. That no matter what pressure comes to the believer, you must still do the right thing. You know, women can be tough. When that anointing got over her, and she started talking to me anyhow, at the point I couldn't handle it, I just raised my hand. When you raise the hand, where did your hand land upon? It land upon his cheek. You will never admit you slapped her so hot. What I'm saying is that no pressure must make you do that. Because it is against the counsel of the Lord. I'm looking at myself. I've been trusting God for your husband, for your husband, for your husband. I'm getting old. I'm nearing menopause. And even pastor does not seem to understand what we are talking about. He doesn't seem to. They don't know my emotions. They don't know how I feel. They will just be preaching. I will do something about it. I beg of you, please. Don't do something wrong about it. Please. Please. God will come through for you. Stay with the counsel of God. Under no circumstance must a believer marry an unbeliever. That is the counsel of God. You heard it in one of the services. A woman who had no womb get conception and she gave birth to a child. How? I don't know. But God, with whom nothing is impossible, did it. If Lazarus died, buried, corruption. And yet God came and he brought him back. The most hopeless case. If that hopeless case became hopeful, you don't have a right to give up on any matter. I plead with you, don't take loss into your hand. Don't help yourself by doing things contrary to the word. No matter how tough the time is, no matter how bad it is, God will come through for you. Help will come. Deliverance will come. Provision will come. If you feel we don't understand your feelings, there is an high priest that is being touched by the feelings of your emotions, by the feelings of your infirmity. We cannot help you better than he can help you. Don't help yourself. Contrary to the counsel of God, I beg of you. But you know what Saul did? What do you think he should have done? What he should have told the people is that, brethren, please be encouraged. I have done all I know to do. The prophet of God is not yet here, but I believe he will come. When the Lord comes, the tempter's power will be broken. When the Lord comes, he will remove our tears. He will take away this gloom. He will fill our life with glory. Don't do anything contrary. Stand still. We shall see the salvation of the Lord. That is what Saul should have done. Some of us, we get into pity party. And we start showing emotion. And we start assisting them. If you see one out there that is interested in you, we help you talk to him. Baptize. What is to do is to be baptized. When we baptize him, is one of us. Who knows what God will do? Exactly the point. Nobody knows what God will do. That is why you must stay with what he had said. And he will do what he will do. He doesn't need your help. There are many devices in the heart of man, but only the counsel of God should stand in your life. I don't know, maybe I'm speaking to somebody who is on the verge of doing things that are wrong. Saul found himself in such a strait. So it's not easy to condemn Saul when in our daily living we confront the same challenges and some of the time we fall. Bring the scripture back. And Saul said, bring either burnt offering to me and peace offering. And he offered. He did what? He offered. Was it his place to do that? No, sir. Look, it wasn't even in the place of a Levite. Ordinary Levites can't even offer this. When the structure collapsed, God put everything in the prophet for the hour. So Saul wrote over every word. We shall follow and hear his own testimonies. And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass, watch God, that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. Hey, Saul waited.
Saul ti duro duro duro.
But he never waited long enough.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò duro pẹ́ tó.
Is it not possible, my brother?
Ṣé kò tí ẹ ṣe ni arákùnrin
mi? Is it not possible, my sister?
Ṣé kò tí ẹ ṣe ni arábìnrin mi?
That what looks like a delay.
Wípé nǹkan tó dàbí ni kò falẹ̀.
Is God proving you?
Ọlọ́run ló fẹ́ dán ọ wò. Tí nǹkan bá falẹ̀, Ọlọ́run ló ń dán ọ wò.
Is it not possible, my brother?
Ṣé kò tí ẹ ṣe ni arábìnrin mi?
Is it not possible, my sister?
Ṣé kò tí ẹ ṣe ni arábìnrin mi?
That what looks like a delay.
Nǹkan tó dàbí falẹ̀.
Is the Lord testing your virtues?
Ọlọ́run ló ń dán sùúrù rẹ wò.
Those that wait upon the Lord.
Àwọn tó dúró de Olúwa.
I plead with you, wait.
Mo bẹ̀ ọ́, jọ̀wọ́ dúró.
If something is a promise of God.
Tí kankan bá jẹ́ ìlérí Ọlọ́run.
You can never wait enough.
O lè dúró pẹ́ jù.
Listen to me, Church of God.
Ẹ gbọ́ mi, ìjọ Ọlọ́run.
You can never wait enough.
O lè dúró pẹ́ jù.
If you want a child.
Tó ń bá ń fẹ́ ọmọ.
Don't help yourself.
Má ràn ra ẹ lọ́wọ́ o.
Wait upon the Lord.
Dúró de Olúwa.
Don't say child na child.
Má sọ pé ọmọ lọmọ ń jẹ́.
And you go for an IVF.
O wa lọ fún IVF.
That will mix the seed of an unknown person.
Tó wá máa mú irú ẹni tó mọ̀ rí.
With your egg.
Àdámọ̀ ẹyin tirẹ̀.
Or the egg of an unknown person.
Tàbí ẹyin ẹni tó mọ̀ rí.
With your own seed.
Àdàpọ̀ mọ́ irú tirẹ̀.
And you as a couple are calling it your child.
Èwo wá sọ pé ọmọ tirẹ̀ ni.
It's a lie.
Irọ́ ni o.
It's a mixture of seeds.
Ó jẹ́ irú.
It's adultery.
Fansaga ni o.
Don't help yourself.
Má ràn ra ẹ lọ́wọ́.
Wait.
Dúró.
If it's not the seed of your husband.
Tí kì bá ṣe irú
ọkọ rẹ. If it is not the egg of your wife.
Tí kì bá ṣe ẹyin ìyá rẹ.
Wait.
Dúró.
That's right. That's right. Amen. That's right.
Don't help it.
Má ṣe ràn ra ẹ lọ́wọ́.
Oh yes.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
Amen.
As soon as come back to my scripture, I hope you are. I'm not making it too tight. Forgive me. I have a responsibility to re-echo the whole counsel. As soon as he had made an end of the offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him. Underline the word as soon as. What if we had just waited a bit more? You will never wait enough, my brother. Those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. My sister, I understand how you feel, but wait upon the Lord. My brother, I understand how you feel, but wait upon the Lord. God wants you to have wife. He wants you to have husband. He wants you to have children. The heaven of the heavens that He is preparing, He wants you and your offspring to be there. It's His good pleasure. It's His desire for you. Wait. Trust Him for grace every day until your change comes. And Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him. And Samuel said, what hast thou done? And Saul said, now let's see the reasons. Because I saw the people were scattered from me. One, and that thou camest not within the days appointed. Two, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Three, were these reasons not genuine? They were genuine. Samuel did not come at the appointed time. The Philistines were already charging. And the people already scattered. Genuine reasons. Fact. And these things put him under pressure. To ignore the counsel of God. And acted by himself. But will God accept it? Oh, may the Spirit of the Lord reveal these things to us. Our excuses might be nice. It might be factual. But God is not going to take it. Watch the cost to Saul. Therefore said I, the Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal. And I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I have not prayed. I have not prepared. I have not put God first in this battle. If they come without calling God on the scene, we are in trouble. As a church, we are in trouble. As a family, we are in trouble. As a nation, we are in trouble. This is why. Watch what he said himself. What did he say? I forced myself. Oh my. You heard the message on conscience? Meaning he had to bypass his conscience. He struggled with the idea. Shall I do it myself? Or shall I not do it? Shall I wait for Samuel? Or shall I go ahead? And something keeps saying, don't. But Saul was being overtaken by the things he was saying. He had to bypass his conscience. He said it himself. I forced myself. How many of us are bypassing our conscience? What they don't tell you is that what you were not told is that that conscience could one day be seared with hot iron. Until it doesn't speak again. He just look at you. He puts you on autopilot. Keep doing as you wish. Until all your lying life, disobedient life, evil life, immoral life becomes a virtue to you. I'm preaching. Saul didn't do it. Saul, for you to know the level of Saul's spirituality. He didn't do it out of ignorance. He knew it was wrong. But he needed a tool to put people together so that they can face the challenge of the house. Friends, we all will get to such spots sometimes. If you survive it, then you have a right to say, Saul, you did wrong. So it wasn't as cheap and as easy as you think. But you see, despite the pressure, God was expecting that Saul would still stand on the word. It's becoming this way now that those who are adamant on the word, they are being regarded as fanatics. It's because mind has become so weak and we have lost regard for what the word says. We are pursuing our inventions. But yesterday, it will be the word. Today, it is still the word. Tomorrow, it will be the word. Yesterday, it was the word. Let's see the cost to Saul. I forced myself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering. In other words, I knew it was wrong. But in my condition, what will I do? I knew it was wrong. So go and marry an unbeliever. But in my condition, facing menopause, what will I do? Say, sister, may the Lord understand. I don't know about it. But what I know is that the Lord did not understand with Saul. And Samuel said to Saul, let's hear the reply. Thou hast done. You didn't say it loud enough. Thou hast done. Despite all the excuses, genuine reason, you will see why it was foolish. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God. You ignore his counsel, which he commanded thee. For now, today was God's appointment day. To do what? Now will the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel for? Let's break it down for 2 minutes before we draw curtain on that. For those who will take this line for casual statement, God's intention by the challenge Saul was facing, if Saul had stood on the side of the word, was to use it as an opportunity to perpetuate his kingdom. Meaning, after Saul, it will be Jonathan, it will be the son of Jonathan. The throne of Israel will have been the generational heritage of Saul. What went to David should have gone to Saul. That's the scripture. But because he ignored the counsel, you see why Paul said, do not be a profane person or a fornicator as Esau. Esau was not the fornicator. I will show you. But Esau was a profane person. Profanity is taking divine instructions very lightly. You that have the spirit of it doesn't matter. Even when you are shown what the word of God says, you want your will above the word. You don't know the damage. You don't know the damage you are doing to your life and to your generation. The prophet of God said, the way you relate with God can form an impression upon your generation. It's a quotation. Do you realize that Saul worked so hard for Jonathan to be installed? Did you realize that? Did Jonathan make the throne? He even died. It was Saul who caused it. He created the problem. He think he could solve it. That is the cost, brother. I think that is sobering, isn't it?
Right,
let's go to the next line. But now, thy kingdom shall not continue. Did you
hear?
From that day, brother, he lost the kingdom. What you were seeing on the throne thereafter is just carcass. He's lost it. No matter how much he did, no matter his scheme or devices, thus saith the Lord, will never fail. The Lord had sought him a man after his own heart. And the Lord had commanded him to be captain over his people. Because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded. Don't shortchange your life. There are many ministries that have become stunted. Some acted like a flash. By little grace, they took on habits. that are discomplimentary to the kingdom,
si ijoba na,
and God put them down.
Olorun re won sile, o pa won ti.
There are many lives
opopolopo igbe aye lo wa
that will have gone higher
ti ba ti ga ju bayi lo
then you are
ju bi tan wa bayi lo.
But because of these little things that achieve great results, you are who you are today. Let's search ourselves. Who am I? I'm doing that to myself too. You do to yourself. Christianity, the kingdom of God, is not straitjacket. We must meet his conditions. Before God can entrust you, he must trust you. If Saul is not acting by pressure of circumstance, he's acting by pressure of people. When God told him to wipe out the Amalekites, it was the people who saw fat things that would be useful for worship. But it was Saul God talked to. But he told Samuel, the people, he was afraid of the people. God ate three things: Nicolaitanism, Jezebelism, and Balaamism. Have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ with respect of persons. Nicolaitanism is when our grip on people, simple language, shows that we are more successful in gripping people's lives than even God who made them. That is why when you show them the way, they mind the pastor. They mind, they said, no. My pastor didn't teach like that. Some of you dress vulgarly. But you are supposed to say your pastor does not have problem with you. You and your pastor, you are backslider. No servant of the Lord must be more successful in the life of the people than Christ who purchased them. Even Brother Abraham said, if you see me out of order, come tell me. But we don't want to be told. And Jezebelism is when we as clergy don't want to hurt people because of whatever reason. So we allow them. We indulge them. Contrary to our commission. If we talk now, they will be annoyed, they will go. Anyone that cannot be returned by the word, whether now or later, they will still. And Balaamism is when we are using money to remote the clergy. Balak was using money and gifts. He said, pastor, mind what you are saying. And if pastor doesn't buy, you keep the tithe. You are a robber. Look, the revelation you must have is that you are not paying tithe to pastor. You are paying tithe to God. The pastor might be the beneficiary of God, not you.
That's right. That's right.
Who demanded for it? It's not the pastor. It was God. So don't transfer your aggression over the pastor. Don't transfer it to God. Give God his due. If you don't pay it, you will pay it by force. He said they are preaching money. I preach everything. Did you hear me? I preach everything. And you have a right to take your impression. I don't care. And you preachers, you preachers that will say, I'm being careful now. I'm waiting till I'm financially secure. Then I will tell them what is on my mind. You are a dangerous man. You are a dangerous person. You think it's your financial freedom that should inspire the truth? No, sir. God's provided way for you to be taken care of is tithe and offering. And if they are paying it, that is what makes it obligatory for you to tell them the truth. If you are waiting to be financially secure, to tell the truth, it means you have been telling lies all along. You are dangerous. You are wicked. I'm sorry.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you all. Okay, just give me a few minutes. Let me show you a positive side and leave the
problem.
I believe the Lord has helped us already. Alright, give me 1 Samuel chapter 30.
Samuel, can you read your
Thank you. Let's see the person, the neighbor that is better than Saul. That God spoke about. Let's see what he did under the same pressure. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any. That's the saving hand of God. Either great or small. But carried them away and went on their way. Watch this very carefully. David was not around when this happened. He had gone to repay the favor of the Philistines that provided him shelter against the assault of his master Saul. So David was in a tight situation. Philistine was going to fight Israel. And you see, David was being protected by
Philistines.
He cannot stay without doing something indifferent. He must show the side he belongs. I believe this righteous man would have been praying, God help me now. Because here is an elect going to fight another elect. Today we fight elect freely. We persecute one another freely. Okay, that's for another day. But Malachi, I need one more hour for that one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you know, elect shouldn't persecute elect. We shouldn't talk about each other. If we have issues, we should clear it. At the back of the yard, we can fight like pet dogs. So that when we come to the front house, we are protecting one another. Your pain should be my pain. Your joy should be my joy. Your bad news must not sound joyful or good to me. We share our mutual woes. Our woes are mutual. Our pains are mutual. And our joy is mutual. Okay, that's for Brother Malachi. Hallelujah. Let's hold that till we can talk more. So
David
was on the spot.
He
has to show loyalty
to
the people who took care of him.
But
I believe the Lord, who knew his heart, prevented him from fighting Israel. The Lord of the Philistines said,
King,
what are you doing? David,
David
to go with us to fight his master. Bad strategy. Bad strategy. He will use us. He will deal with us. To use us to win back the favor of his master. You don't get it? God was in it. To prevent David from fighting Israel. Do you know?
Yeah,
David carries the anointing.
David,
Saul had lost the anointing. There's no way they could be in battle and Saul would defeat David. It's not possible.
Hallelujah.
So as he was coming back to his own house, the town they gave him and his men, that town has been invaded. Everything he had taken away. Let's see what happened. So David and his men came to the city.
David
and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people
David
that were with him lifted up their voice and
worked.
My children, all I've worked for in my life. It was terrible weeping. Are you married? Not yet. You can't understand the way I did. Go get married. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You understand it?
Hey, yo.
Did I embarrass you?
God bless you.
And lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to
wait.
I just wanted to enter into the fellowship of their feelings. It wasn't only the church of David that suffered. Even David himself and David's two wives were taken captive. Ahinoah, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of
Nabal,
the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. The distress of David was not his personal losses now. Watch. For the people spake of stoning him. Sir, don't let me lose respect for you. I'm trying to hold myself. If not, sir, that I respected you. This is my hand. And David will be stylishly. That was his own congregation. They are telling me to preach. Because the soul of all the people was grieved. They were pouring their emotions to David. Against David. Who will David pour his own to? God bless you, pastors.
Amen.
We shall pray for you more than ever before. Will you join me in doing that for them?
Alright.
Every man for his sons and his daughters. But nobody realized that the sons and the daughters and the wives of David too were victims. They were ready to stone him. Talk about being under pressure. Isn't that a great pressure? Isn't that worse?
Well,
let's see what David did.
But
David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. He tells his soul, don't worry, the Lord will make a way somehow. Church, if you can still listen to me, even though we are in this situation, believe me, God will fix it.
Amen.
Whatever situation of distress you are in, I give you the word of the Lord. God will fix it. Only believe. All things are possible. He will settle you. He will establish you. He will fulfill your joy. He will fight your battle. He will meet your needs. You shall not be put to shame. God will fix it.
Amen.
David encouraged himself.
David
in the Lord his God. He wasn't negative. He remained positive. Brethren, calm down. I know how you feel. Some spoke bad at him. He never took it personal. He said, I understand why you said that. It's okay, my brother. You want to stone me, don't worry. It's okay, my brother. But just relax a little. Relax a little. No matter how tight we are, no matter what our condition is, let us still find out the counsel of the Lord. Give me the next verse. And David said to
Abiathar,
he went to the priest,
Ahimelech's
son, I pray thee, bring me either the effort. The effort is the medium of contact between man and God at that time. Do you mean you still want to find out God's counsel in a situation like this? Wait a minute. David was a powerful warrior. He's got many mighty Gentiles. Many mighty Gentile warriors. Only our Mogu Keferi Lagbara. They were so great until the Bible had to run commentaries on them. It's in the Bible. So, what is this Arabians to David? He could just have said, guys, let's go. They have matched the tail of the cobra. They will hear it. They will hear it. He could go. And he could win. But he may be outside of the will of God. And God will never trust him. Look. David did not perpetuate his kingdom by play. God anointed him. And for 7 years, he never took the throne of Judah. For another 8 years, he never took the throne of Israel. Why was God eager to anoint him when he was not ready to immediately give him the kingdom? Because from his anointing to his enthronement, his character must be proven. The Lord will prove you, brother. He's going to prove you, sister. Power with character is the only thing fit to rule. Even though he has the power, he has an anointing. He never lost one battle. He still didn't take it upon himself. Let's go get. God will have said, this man trusts his ability more than me. And yet I was the one who gave him ability. I don't think I can entrust him with the throne. He will live well. He will have his way. But he will shortchange his life. Watch it, brethren. Bring back the scripture. I want to stop. Forgive me, sir. I pray, bring me hither the effort. And Abiathar brought hither the effort to David. And David inquired at the Lord. Watch. Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Pause a little. Don't read the rest yet. We can read it in retrospect.
I say, yeah.
No. But what if God had told David, don't pursue? Don't go. And yet with the people ready to kill him, how will he tell them? But do you know what? If God told David, don't, he will not. He will rather die than to be outside of the will of God. That is who you and I must be. That was the character that God saw.
Ti Olorun ri.
And he said,
he answered,
pursue. For thou shalt overtake them. And without fail, recover all. The scripture has compound meaning. And the fulfillment can be compound. If you stay in the will of the Lord, if you honor Him by manding His counsel, you will be victorious. Let it settle it in your heart that the believer lives by this revelation. The ability of God and the sovereignty of God. The three Hebrew children, they told the king, we know our God is able to deliver us. But if he chooses in his sovereignty not to do it, we will not bow. David knew God could deliver them into his hands. But at the risk of losing his wife, losing his children, losing his all, he still wanted the counsel of God. When God saw that, there is a man after my own heart. May God help us. May God help me. May we be like that. Shalom to the bride of Christ.
We have been listening to God talking to us.
It's
falling a lot now. Let's talk back to God.
Please.
Let's talk to God. Shall we all rise?
I
talk back to God.
Kaba Olorun soro.
I will tell you what to tell him. Maybe what he spoke to you is different from the way he has spoken to me.
He has spoken
to all of us. Whatever you have as an understanding that concerns you, please talk to God your own way.
In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Father, we just want to thank you. This is the reason why we have left our homes. Other these difficult situations in the country, we have come just for one thing, and that is to present ourselves unto you, that you might further your works in our lives. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for teaching us doctrines. We thank you for correcting us. We thank you for instructing us. We thank you for rebuking us. Your word says, all these things be done together, we make the man of God, the woman of God, the boy at the gate of God, perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We are very grateful, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Lord, we want to appreciate the way your word has come again this afternoon unto us, Lord. It is just like when your servant in the morning will prophesy that we are going to carry away the burden that we brought here. Lord, it is your word alone that can lighten our bodies. We are very grateful. We appreciate you, Lord. We just pray, our Master and our God, that in whichever way your word has come to us again this afternoon, may we not be forgetful here as well. Help us, O God, to abide by the same. Give us the grace and the ability to live by every word that proceeded from your mouth. We are thankful unto you. Lord, we don't want to come short of having the mind of Christ. It is written in your word that they that are spiritual judgeth all things. He said, they themselves are judge of no man, for who have known the mind of God that he may instruct them. But your word says we have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Father. Despite all Christ went through, when he came here, he kept repeating, I have come to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. Guide us, direct our paths. Your word may not be in vain in our lives. Thank you, our Master. We pray you bless your servant, replenish him, all for the virtue that has left him, and that the rest of your servants too. Thank you, Master. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we want to ask, Lord, that as many I will be traveling away, Lord, after this service, you brought us, Lord, on the highway, on the byway, by whichever means they are going, with their private vehicle, public transport, take everybody back home safely, Lord. And the things that you have done in our lives, the blessings that we have received for the preaching of your word since the car began, Lord, may they be permanent in our lives. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Some of your children are on the altar. Something brought them here. Lord, as they go back, may be settled in their hearts that whatever they come for have been granted unto them, Lord. Thank you, Savior divine. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen and amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's listen to this announcement.
This one says,
God bless you, brethren. We misplaced a white nylon full of some shirts, a suit, and some other wares.
One year, I want to saw that canoe.
So if someone can just meet the officers. Said lost but found items. white color ATM, ATM card.
ATM card allow of
Access Bank.
The Access Bank.
Bearing the name Oyetola Oyenunga.
Oruko to wa lara re ni Oyetola Oyenunga.
If we don't have anyone to collect it, we are going to give it to the authority of the school when we are leaving.
Ti a ko ba ri eni ti o fe gba a o fun awon alase ilewe ni gba ta ba nlo.
Because it might belong to the students also.
Sori o se se ko je ti awon mo ilewe.
Right. A jotter and Bible bearing the name O.M. Odo.
Ewe on ti anko kan si ati bibele kan ti oruko to wa lara re nje O.M. Odo.
A pink handkerchief.
Ati aso ilewo kan alawo pupa.
If any of them belongs to you,
to ba je ti re ni eyike inu awon kan wayi,
please collect from the officers.
Ki o gba lowo awon osise ijo.
Let's listen to this also.
Ija tun feti si eleyi pelu.
The brethren who are leaving this afternoon should please drop the mattresses collected at the reception area of their hostess.
Àwọn ará tó fẹ́ padà sí ìlú wọn ní ẹ̀ní kí wọ́n dá tìmùtìmù tí wọ́n gbà padà sí ibi tí a ti ń gbà wọ̀nyàn lálejò.
Also, buckets collected should be returned to the room where they were collected.
Àti àwọn ládùúgbò tá à ń lò ibi tá a bá ti gbé wọn ká dá wọn padà síbẹ̀.
Broom and other materials should also be returned to where they were collected.
Igbale ati awon elomiran a gbodo da pada sibi ti a ti gun won.
So brethren in Exodus hostel should please drop their mattresses at the security post of the hall at the time of departure.
Awon ara to wa ni ibuwo Exodus gbogbo awon ti won lo ton fi se ibusun won kan da pada si odo awon eso nigba ti won ba nlo.
God bless you.
Yo lorun ko buku fun yin.
But now we have a bunch of prayer requests which some people submitted in the morning.
Ati ni awon ibe adura kan to po tawon eyan kan tun won fi fun ni ni owuro.
Yeah, most of it will be attended to tomorrow morning, God willing.
Opolopo won lo je pe a gba adura le lori ni owuro la bi Oluwa ba fe.
God bless you.
Olorun ko buku fun yin.
Thank you.
Shall we rise?
Je ka ide duro.
Leave it below. Where can we go?
Nibo la fe lo o, ba se nbe ninu aye yi.
Where can we go? Where could I go?
Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul.
For my soul.
Needing a friend to help me in the end.
Where
could I go but to the Lord?
Where could I go? For my soul, for my soul,
needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
The first answer now, oh,
leave me below in this unseeable world. Only a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation, sir. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Where could I go?
Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. To help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them everyone. We
Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth we pass away, but Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth we pass away, but Jesus never fails. Your brother may let you down. Your sister may let you down. Heaven and earth we pass away, but Jesus never fails. Your father may let you down. Your mother may let you down. Heaven and earth we pass away, but Jesus never fails. Oh Jesus, Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth we pass away, but Jesus never fails. I believe God. I believe God. Oh, it shall be done. Even at his end. Oh, trust and obey. Look up and say, I believe God. Do you believe God? I believe God. Oh, I believe God. Oh, it shall be done. Even as he said. Oh, trust and obey. Look up and say, I believe. Oh, sing it one more time. I believe God. Oh, I believe God. Look up.